And finally, it's time for our resident poet, Mr. G. This month would have been Tupac Shakur's birthday. He's got a poem to commemorate what would have been a milestone birthday for Tupac. That's if you believe he's really dead.
This poem is called Four Decades. Tupac Shakur would have been 40 years old by now. I mean, wow. If only Fake's hand hadn't stopped and interrupted his flow, would he still be crowned hip-hop royalty and left to sit upon his throne, fueling questions of suggestions for potential unknown? Look not for the answers, my friend, for you'll be guessing alone. What if only, maybe, if only, just maybe, but no. Of this speculation, we'll never know. For some things, best beloved, were never meant to be shown. And if life must go on, then so must the show. So we'll always be known as forever young, handsome, wild, reckless, and carefree, trapped in a permanent state of adolescent revelry, controlled by an eternal wake of escalating beef that demanded two lives for the price of a double CD. Foresight is hard to manufacture when darkness so easily captures. Our attention is cemented in the consent of MC Massacre. When civil rights marches are faded, a generation was born into a day when talk of drug wars gave you enough applause to escape poverty and AIDS, even if it was for only a day. So 4 decades is just enough time for a man to reflect, and just enough time for a man to have regrets. And it's just enough time, except when no time is left, it's difficult to express what could have been. So no matter who's in the White House, would he now speak about the injustice, when two worlds still coexist, separated by comfort, separated by class? Ah, that most civilized of divisions. Subtle crimes, well, they're forgiven, but if it's blatant, then go to prison. So would he now have spoken about honor and saluted the flag, when such a word comes immersed in an oil-stained rag, rinsed and rehearsed, tied up and toe-tagged? World peace now drives a hearse with a full gas tank. And yet we still look to blame it all on any curse that occurs in a teenager's rap. But could a 40-year-old Tupac still be bothered with all that? Or would he now be raising a family, far away from the insanity, putting brakes on any tragedy that might consume his life? Would he eventually slow down, breathe to pause and look around, down at his dusty hip-hop crown and just raise a smile? 4 decades is just enough time for a man to reflect, and it's just enough time to come to terms with regret. It's just enough time to finally accept. It's just enough time, but it's time that he'll never get.
All the programs featured are on the BBC iPlayer, so if you'd like to hear more of them, that's where you need to go. Hopefully.